The gorgeous ladies of wrestling returned to Netflix today for the second season of GLOW. It's a fictional comedy based on the real-life all-female 80s wrestling league. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says the second season does something rare. It's better than the first.
There's a bit of a back-to-school vibe as the second season of GLOW begins, with the show's wrestlers reconvening in their broken-down headquarters to make their first full season of television. But some, including one woman of color whose wrestling character is named Beirut the Mad Bomber, have a tough time picking up their old costumes to play characters steeped in stereotypes.
I don't want to put this on. My costume still smells like beer and racism. Oh, nobody washed these?
The low-rent lifestyle remains a central part of GLOW, which triumphs in its second season by showing people on the seedy edge of show business becoming a dysfunctional family of sorts, pulling together a TV phenomenon in the age of big hair and shoulder pads. Central to the story is Allison Brie's Ruth Wilder, a terrible actress who, it turns out, is better at working behind the scenes. Stand-up comic Marc Maron hits a career high playing GLOW's crusty director, Sam Sylvia. Sylvia is something of a bully who can't even take a suggestion from a star wrestler.
You're so dismissive.
Really? That's the longest I've ever let a woman who I'm not sweeping with speak uninterrupted. You're welcome.
But he's also a perfect fit for Maron, who's basically channeling his cynical stand-up stage persona. A frustrated B-movie director who's self-destructive and self-aware, Sylvia is the perfect foil for Bree's chirpy Ruth, who's more than ready to start the new season.
I'm excited. Yeah. Aren't you excited?
Don't pep talk me, all right, Ruth? The last time I knew what I was going to do for 20 consecutive weeks, I was in college. And I hated college. And I woke up this morning, and I ironed this shirt. What is that? I feel like someone else.
Sylvia's tendency to feel threatened by others' ideas, especially when they come from women on the show, allows GLOW room to explore sexism and gender politics. Nurse Jackie alum Betty Gilpin plays GLOW star wrestler Debbie Egan. After fighting to get status as an executive producer, she tells a fellow wrestler that the title isn't worth much if Sylvia doesn't listen to her.
It turns out being a producer is, well, it's like your plastic crown. Just because it's shiny and you fought for it doesn't make it worth more than a party favor. Those boys don't listen to me.
You want to be respected, you gotta make yourself useful. Unless you're a white man. Then you just have to show up and wait around and eventually get promoted.
GLOW is that rare series that builds on an impressive debut season to achieve even more. As the characters get better at wrestling and filming their bizarre matches for a small-time TV station, the Netflix series gets better at exploring larger themes. One wrestler must cope with her son, seeing her play a demeaning character called Welfare Queen. Several other wrestlers are caught between the sexism of men and harsh backstabbing from other women, and one character must cope with losing a trusted friend to AIDS. There are some troubling elements, including how easily all the characters come to accept the era's casual racism and sexism, and some may see the group's growing camaraderie as sappy and predictable. But overall, GLOW uses an oddball premise to tell compelling, funny stories about race, class, gender, and parenting. And at a time when it feels like the wheels are coming off society in real life, this story of misfits pulling themselves together emerges at the perfect time. I'm Eric Deggans.